The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Warriors Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, Golden State Warriors Insider, Monty Poole.
Welcome to the Warriors Insiders Podcast with Logan Murdoch. I'm here with Jacob Evans, who's currently eating a burger. How was that?
First bite was great. Shout out to Raymond, Double R. Got a little bit of everything on it.
What kind of burger is it? It's like a little turkey joint. Like, what is it? What are you eating right now?
I'm gonna say it's turkey, just for the sound healthy.
Okay.
Sauce got pickles, onions, tomato, lettuce, cheese. I don't normally do the whole full dressing, but it ain't bad.
Okay. What's the diet like these days?
Well, we in Vegas.
Okay.
So I've been trying to do my best behavior. I may or may not have snuck a Cane's in.
Oh, Raising Cane's is bomb.
Fire.
They're not paying for this sponsor, but, like, they don't got those in the Bay and they're bomb.
Free pub. Shout out to Baton Rouge. You know, that's where it started.
Yes. Vibes. So we are in Vegas for your second summer league. How are you feeling going into this one in a different than how you were going into your rookie season?
Just being a lot more comfortable with my game. Whether that's attacking or, delivering passes or trying to set up guys, being aggressive on the defensive end, trying to be aggressive in transition. Honestly, it's just all about confidence and being comfortable. I've been working on my game, working on my body this past year with Carl and the coaching staff and things. So it's kind of good to see, some improvements you made.
What does a year do for you? Because I feel like after the draft, you go right into summer league. You're still technically like a college player. That's all you've been seeing.
Yeah.
What is that first summer league like compared to this one?
It's kind of a blur, honestly. Like, last year's summer league went by way faster than what this year's been going by.
Yeah.
So I think it's just everything's so fast. Here you have meeting, you have shoot-around, game. You got an off day with you in the casino. You're seeing all these people. There's just
right.
a lot of things going on at once. And you kind of, don't really have time. Just sit down and just, chill for a second. Well, this year, it's been going by slow. You know what I'm saying? So, the day's been long. Been dreading them out. And the games have been kind of, slower also. Everything just feels slowed down, which is a good thing going into my second year.
Was you nervous going into last year's summer league? Because you are – last year, you're joining the champs.
Yeah.
And just a historical type franchise. Nervous were you going into starting this?
No, I was for sure nervous going into summer league, really going into my first year because, it's like an expectation. You got to try to, you want to do good. You don't want to mess up. But you can't play basketball like that.
Yeah.
You can't just try to not mess up, So now it's kind of I'm more free. I'm not worried about making mistakes. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to make mistakes, but I'm not so caught up into I don't want to miss a shot, or so I'm not going to shoot it. Whereas you miss and make shots throughout the game. So,
what is it like joining a team like that when you're, that you watch on TV, that is considered a dynasty in a lot of respects? What is it like going into that kind of organization right out of college?
Really, I don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah,
but. I mean, it was honestly kind of neat because I won a lot of games in college, and then to go to the team that's been dominating the NBA for the past 5 years. So it was kind of interesting to see how because in college, Cincinnati, we took winning games instead of real serious, and I just wanted to see how actually serious that they really take the regular season compared to the playoffs and things like that. And honestly, it's a grind. It's a grind day in, day out, and I see why. They've been at the top of the NBA the past five, you know what I'm saying?
What was your first introduction to this team like? yo, this is the team I've been watching on TV. This is a team that, you know, got all these legends on there. You got Kevin on one side of the, on the room, and you got Steph. Like, what was your first introduction to that?
Like, one of the few times I would say, like, it was, like, before training camp, we were, like, playing, like, some pickup at the facility. Like, some of the guys that was there going to be there for training camp.
Who was there?
Like, me, Zoe, Will Cherry.
Town Business.
JB.
Town Business. Will Cherry, Town Business.
JB. DJ. I don't think Loon was there yet, but actually, no, Loon was there. And then KD played one day, Steph played one day, Andre played, Draymond played.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, when we were doing our run, like a couple days before they got there, it was like, all right, like it was okay. But then when they got there, like when Kevin got there, like when Steph got there, it was like, all right, the game's not going that long anymore. Like they get an 11 and like.
What was the first thing, where like, what was something that one of the players, what did something that Steph did on that during those runs that was ridiculous?
Just be Steph.
Did you ever see him? Did he pull up? Like, what was the
pull
thing?
Up, high float lay. When he does the high float lay, and I seen it, like, in person, I'm like, all right, like, it's really like that.
Because at that moment,
you see it on TV, and it's like, okay, like, one thing. But when you see it in person, and repeatedly, like, say, even the way they shoot the ball, Clay,
yeah.
Steph, KD, the way they shot the ball, it's like, all right, on TV, all right, you know, it's one thing. But when you see it in person, it's like, dang.
But how you try to guard that? Like, it's something that, because you think, like, I feel like from watching the NBA, it's not about, because everybody is good, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows how to play defensively. But I feel like with Kevin and Stephen Curry and all those guys, no matter what you do, it doesn't matter, they're going to score.
Yeah, no, for sure. Honestly, you just got to pray you can get a contest and hope that it may bother them, you know, that one time. Or just try to, like, hack them as much as you can. Like, you know, these guys grab all the time, foul as much as you can, where it just, like, knocks him off his game. You know, like.
What was the thing where you tried to your hardest and you thought you got a good contest, but one of those guys just got you?
Oh, like, well, see, it's different. Like, see, with KD, like, he was 7 feet, so.
Yeah.
I put my hand up. I think I'm contesting. Then he turns around, jump, and, like, my hand at his chest. So it's like, all
right.
That's no chance. And Steph, his shot is so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so fast, and. He always gets people, like, with, I call it a hands up, like, you know, throw his eyes up, like, you're about to shoot the ball, and he'll go right by you. It's because his jump shot is so fast, like, you want to try to time it, try to get a hand in there, and he'll just give you the little eyes up, and go right by you. But Clay is one person that no matter what angle he has on the goal, he can get a shot off.
Yeah.
He can get a shot off. He can be facing the opposite way, he can be able to get a shot off.
And did Steph ever hit you with the, I'm going to shoot, and then I'm going to look away, and I'm going to run away, and the ball's still going in?
Yeah. Probably like our first time he played pickup, yeah, when he scored like probably like 11, all 11 at that point.
Was you guarding him?
I was trying to. I wouldn't really call him guarding, but
yeah.
I was trying.
How was last season for you? I mean, I read Mark Medina, the San Jose Mercury News, you said, told him that, you know, people – something about them being – you being an underdog last year, and you kind of
well, – like,
how did you feel about last year?
I mean, I was disappointed because, like, knowing the things I wanted to accomplish and, like, the things I wanted to do to help the team.
Right.
And I wasn't able to do those things, so – but then, you know, like, everybody's going to say, like, oh, he's not good, or oh, he's a bust, or whatever. So I just use it as, like, motivation. I mean, I had never been, like, someone that everyone was like, oh, like, he's really good. You know what I'm saying? Kind of, like, under the radar or whatever. So I would use it as motivation to just keep working on my game. Just, you know, like, I know what got me here. I know I'm here for a reason. So I just try to just keep that mindset and just keep it going.
Did you see what was being said about you?
I mean, yeah. Like,
did you check? How often did you check your phone to search Jacob Evans?
I mean, I don't go out there looking, but, like, you know, you see stuff on, like, Twitter or whatever, like, you know, people DM you stuff, like, but it's just like, all right, like, you know.
You got a crazy DM?
I have a couple crazy DMs. Like,
what's the craziest DM you got about around your game?
Like, it's been plenty of fans where they're like, you shouldn't have came here, or like, you should have stayed, you know, like, you suck, why are you playing basketball, you know, just stuff like that.
Right.
But like, it ain't nothing like too like life threatening or, you know, nothing like that. But I mean, I know that's part of it, you know, like, people are real passionate about basketball, especially like our fans, they're real passionate. They wanted to come in and perform at a certain level, you know. So
I know there's this. I was listening to Lauryn Hill last week, and she has this interlude where on our live album where she says we compare ourselves amongst ourselves. How do you do? Did you ever get caught up in doing that last year when you're struggling and you see other guys in your position, maybe that are doing that? How did you work through that?
You talking about like other draft picks?
Other draft picks in your draft?
Oh, you know, for sure. I just tried to look at it. I looked at it and I was like, man, yeah, like, they're playing a lot, they're performing well. But I just looked at my situation, you know, like, as long as I can only be worried about me. Like, you know, everybody run their own race.
Right.
You know, so I can't be worried about the next man or, like, what is the next man doing or why he performing so well, and I'm not, because then I'm never going to be able to get to a point where I can perform well, you know.
But
so
I'm sure it's tough, you know not to compare yourself, but I'm sure it still happens, right?
It does happen. That's human nature. It's like, you look at it, you're like, dang, like, maybe if like, you know, if I was there, like, cause some draft picks go to, like, a team that's not as good, so they just automatically come in playing a lot. So it's like, man, like, maybe, like, what if I had that chance, or, you know what I'm saying, just stuff like that. But you can't, like, I try not to let my mind get clouded with those thoughts. I just try to stay focused on how can I get better, how can I work on my game, you know, with my situation being on one of the greatest organizations in the NBA with a lot of great people that can help me work on my game. So I just try to just use my resources and just keep building.
We're going to get to that in a second, but first we got to, you know, pay some bills real quick. Got a question for you. Are you a fan of Wendy's?
Huh?
Are you a fan of Wendy's?
Wendy's?
Yeah.
August 13th, Spicy Nuggets back.
Exactly. Wendy sponsors the Warriors Insider Podcast on NBC Sports Bay Area. They got the smoothies. I love the smoothies. I like the little Frosties. I like the Baconator. That's my joint.
The Baconator.
The Baconator's kind of fire. And so, you know, we're going to tap in with them. Tap in with Wendy's. That's really all I got for this ad, but, you know, boom. So, on the flip side of that, did you sense envy because you were in a position of being on the champs and being in a certain situation?
No, I truly, that's a blessing. I just knew. I honestly looked at it as an advantage. I feel like I have an advantage over any other guy that got picked last year. You know, any person, the rookie that was in my situation last year, because I get to learn from guys like Andre Iguodala, John Livingston.
How was it to see Andre go?
It was tough. It was, like, real tough. For me, especially for me, because, like, Andre is someone I always, like, talk to, try to lean on every day, you know, try to get his advice, try to get his, tap into his mind. You know, and him not being there no more, you know, I'll probably try to still stay in touch with him, you know, text him, call him whenever I can. But,
like, how was Andre with the guys? I feel like, I've heard that, you know, he's bought suits for dudes, just had them right at their crib. You know, he is always the one that is on you when you need to be. Like, you know, with Kevon Looney, made him lose weight, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
How was he specifically to you?
Me? Diet. You know, it's funny I say that because I'm eating french fries right now. But, like, my diet and just making sure that I'm being professional, you know, being on time, being early, making sure I'm, you know, getting my work done. On the court, what I need to do, hit the training table before I get on the court, get a weight lift in, you know, taking care of my body. You know, the little stuff that helps you play as long as he is, you know what I'm saying? So, and then also on the flip side of it, I try to ask him little things about basketball, like, you know, on the basketball court, like, what do you see, like, during the games, like, what do you see out there?
Yeah.
Or how do you try to take this away whenever you're facing this type of person? Or how do you approach guarding this person? You know, so I try to just pick up on little tendencies that he knows that other players that have, and I just try to, like, learn and just watch and just, you know, pick his brain, really. But, like I was saying, like, I feel like I was blessed in the situation because I got all these guys like Andre, Sean, Steph, Clay, Draymond, even Kevin last year. So, you know, those guys are being in the Hall of Fame. You know, so it's good to come in knowing you got all of these Hall of Famers on one team. Because some teams don't have Hall of Famers. You know what I'm saying? They a bunch of young guys, they're trying to, like, teach themselves. But now I know I'm coming in, I'm learning how to do it from day one the right way, you know. So I felt like that, I just look at that as an advantage.
How was the first day of free agency for you, just looking at it? What, you know,
first day of free agency for me, I was literally going back and forth. I was on refreshing Twitter probably every, like, 2 minutes.
Did you, with Kevin specifically, how was it to see him go? Especially with the circus that was around him all season.
I mean, you got to be happy for him. Like, I just want him to make, like, he made the best decision for him. Like, if that was to go or to stay, I just want him to make sure that he's in the perfect situation that he wants to be in. And also get back to being healthy and being KD that we all seen the past, like, 11 years he's been in the NBA. So, I mean, it was tough because, you know, you look up to someone like that, you know, you just try to, like, learn from him. And it's also cool, like, you know, playing Kevin Durant.
He seems like a guy that always reaches out to the young guys.
Now, yeah, that's another thing. Like, he's real, like, connected with the younger guys on the team.
Right.
Like, me, Quinn, JB, Loon. Like, because he knows, like, we do look up to him. And, you know, he's a guy that, like, when you were a kid, like, when we were younger, like, we were like, oh, KD, my favorite player, you know. So, but you also got to understand that it's a business. And that is, you got to do what's best for you. And you just got to be happy and just, you know, move on.
Oh, what was the when you first got texted by KD, was it crazy for you?
Huh?
Was it crazy to get the first text from KD just in general?
Oh, yeah, it was for sure. It was like right after I got drafted, he told me congrats about the draft and everything. Just to get to work. Let's get ready for the season. And I was like, dang, like, he really just texted my phone. Like,
you look at the phone a few times?
Yeah, I was like, dang, man, like, he hit me, you know. And then I felt the same way about Stephen Clay and Draymond. Like you said, like, the team got a lot of Hall of Famers.
Right.
You know, so, but no, it was real, like, that was like my, all right, I'm in the NBA kind of moment a little bit.
And I guess before we wrap this up, Steve Kerr was talking about how this year coming up, it's going to be more development on the young guys. And that means, you know, you and Pascal, Jordan, is going to be that with the way the roster is constructed. How do you feel about that, knowing that you will probably have a bigger role on this team going forward?
Honestly, I'm excited. You know, it's kind of a complete 360. From, like, last year, you know, we had, like, a lot of older guys, a lot of vets. But I'm excited because, you know, like, young, you anxious, you want to get out there, you know, try to establish yourself, get your feet wet in the NBA, and start your career. And been working really hard. I feel like I'm in a great, like, the perfect situation for me, like, my game and the coaching staff. I feel like they're going to bring the best out of me. And I'm just excited, honestly.
What's your biggest goal going into your second season?
My biggest goal is probably still my first goal from last year. That's, like, play, be a big, like, a contributor on the team. You know, that was, like, a goal I still haven't, like, crossed off my list. So that's probably going to be my biggest one.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on, G. We'll talk to you real soon on the Warriors Insiders Podcast. Check us out. Tap in at Spotify, iTunes, all that, wherever podcasts is, wherever you can listen to podcasts. So tap into that. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.